Welcome back, everyone, to the Money Clock. This is where it's almost like a game show. I'm giving my interviewees 15 minutes max to bring some amazing value on money for you, the listeners. And in the hot seat today is my guest, Alta Gracia.
Hey, super excited to be here today. Can't wait to bring some value.
Awesome. So this game is going to start, you know, where we're going to find out more if Alta Gracia has read the instructions properly, but I'm sure you did up there in Philly. You have 15 minutes max to bring amazing value for the listeners, and it's all about money. Your time starts now.
Alrighty, let's go. I'm ready. Okay, so the first thing that I want to say, and I think it's the most impactful thing that I'm going to say, is that money is emotional. So a lot of us like to think about money in practical terms, and those things are great, right? But there are tons of free resources out there, and most people don't stick to them. Most people don't follow through. Why? Because money is emotional, and we're not talking or dealing with the emotional side of money, right? Money is like the last frontier, the last taboo that we don't talk about. And people need to become more comfortable having these conversations with each other, with their family, with their children, whoever is important to you in your life. You need to be talking to them about money. And so understanding that money is emotional allows you to start to become aware of how money is actually impacting you. So how are you making your decisions? Usually emotions are behind that. So the way the cognitive behavioral model works, right? It's thought, emotion, then behavior. And so you initially think something like, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. And then you whip out your phone and you start scrolling Amazon, right? And then you pick an item or two and you pop those things into your cart. You didn't need them before 15 minutes ago, but all of a sudden now that boredom, that feeling of boredom makes you wanna go do something to fill that void, and you end up spending money. And that's where the hiccups come, when we're spending without really thinking. And again, I bring this back to it's emotional. So if you can really get in tune with how emotion and money are intertwined, that's gonna be a big game changer for anyone who's ready to really start getting on what I call in the driver's seat of their financial life. So that's the first one. The second tip is that money is energy. And so this is where it gets a little woo-woo, but I really believe that money is energy. It's an energetic exchange. If you spend your life talking negatively about money, well, then you're probably going to have negative experiences around money. If you want to have positive experiences around money, start to talk positively about it. Start to say, you know, thank you for my paycheck, no matter how big or small it is, right? When you're paying for things, pay for it with joy so that that joy comes back to you. That's one of the things that I know I do with my clients. I don't like to force anyone to buy from me. I want you to want to buy, to be happy, to be excited, to be ready, because in that moment, I know I'm receiving something that's positive, and that positive money is going to create more positive momentum for me. So understanding that money is energy is also, I think, very critical to changing our relationship with money. So that leads to the next segue, that we can have a relationship with money. You have relationships with people. You have relationships with your job. Money is something that is literally a part of our lives every single day, multiple times a day. So why are we not fostering that healthy relationship with it? And that all comes to making sure you're aware of the emotion, making sure you're aware of the energy. What you nurture grows. So nurture your money. Pay attention to it. I saw this lady who does mindset stuff, and she puts dollar bills in her wallet. So 10s, 20s, one of each. And every like month or so, she like makes sure that they're nice and neat. And her image and her perception is that if you care for it, you're telling it you want more. Like, come here, come hither, money. I'm gonna treat you well. And so making sure that we're doing these three things, I think, are really, really important. And that's where I think what I do differs from a lot of financial coaches that are out there, because I'm really focusing on that energy, that emotion, and that mindset and that relationship around money, which is really critical to you implementing and actually sticking to any financial budget or plan that you decide to go and pursue. And that's where, you know, the next segue, the next part is compassion. We're not nice enough to ourselves when it comes to money. We're very critical and we judge ourselves, and any little mistake that we make, we beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves things like, I'm not good at money. I'm not smart enough. I can't deal with that thing over there. And that's not really, it's not really positive. It doesn't allow you to get closer to where you're trying to go. And there was a study done recently where they gave women a bunch of financial questions, and they removed the I don't know question, option out of the multiple choices, and women were more likely to get the answers right. Whenever they put the I don't know option in there, women were more likely to pick I don't know. So that means we know more than we think we do, but for some reason, we don't believe that. And so having that compassion with ourselves and understanding that we really are pretty in tune with what is right and what is wrong, and trusting that process. But when you make a mistake, as a part of any change is going to be setbacks. So you're going to try to implement something new. You're going to do great for a week or two. You're going to have a hiccup, a splurge day, or whatever the case may be. And then in that moment, what you decide to do is literally going to dictate what happens next. If in that moment you accept that you made that mistake or that choice, you try to understand why you made that choice. Like, what made me buy this right now? What was happening the moments before that pushed me to make this purchase? You know, what was going on there? And then how do I feel now that I made this purchase? And then think about it tomorrow. How do you feel now about the purchase you made yesterday? And just document that and say, okay, I did that, and move on, right? And then try not to do that again. But now you're aware, right? Rather than beating yourself up and talking down at yourself, that was more of a productive conversation with yourself to really get to the core of the emotion. Like, what is going on? How can I make sure that I'm doing and using my money in alignment with what actually matters to me? And then the other option that I want to say is get support. You have financial advisors, financial coaches, money coaches, counselors. Get support. If you feel like you are in your own way of having financial stability, financial security, and financial success, lean on someone who is a step or two ahead of you, right? Who understands where you are and knows where you're trying to go and can help you create a plan that'll actually help you get there and encourage you and support you and be that extra mirror, that extra cheerleader in the corner that we all need throughout our lives. You know, and I like to say, if you want to learn how to play the piano, get a music coach. If you want to really get in shape and get fit and you want to, you know, become like the most muscular person, you get a fitness coach. You can get a money coach. Like, we need to start to normalize that money is just as important as all of these other things that we value in our lives. So how can we show that? How can we show ourselves that we value it? And it's by reaching out and getting that support that you need to help you get to that very next step. And I like to say that money coaches and financial coaches are that bridge between where you are and getting to that financial advisor or getting to that next person who can now take your money and grow your money for you. And I think all of these things put together are super critical and super, super duper important. And I don't know where I am on time. But these are the things that I wanted to like really touch on and get out there. I hope that was valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was very valuable. I love the part you talk about emotion and money. I think everybody, you know, tends to intercross them consistently, and they don't, you know, they're not putting that, you know, 1 and 1 equals 40 here. You know what I mean? And you said a lot of great things, how our emotions and money are connected. You know, that's definitely, you know, what we're talking about here. And a lot of people, you know, it can wreck marriages.
Yeah.
Right? You know, financial struggles in many ways. It can, you know, put people in a downward spiral and commit suicide if they go too far without getting the help, like you said. You know, get the help that you need, depending on where you're at and what you need. And, you know, you talked about many different levels of coaching within that money world as well. From the beginning, the foundation, the emotional stance, up into the financial advisor, up into, you know, other ways to learn. And you're correct. You know, we all need, you know, we have the fitness coach, we have the sports team coach, we have, you know, teaching coaches, you know, we have all these things, but we never put the one that actually every household has and needs is that financial structure coach. Yep. You know, how do we make it work for us? Because every family is unique. Every family needs that help, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what you just said is really critical, is how do we make it work for us? Key point, us, because you're not everyone else. A cookie cutter may not work for you, right? And that's where we see a lot of people that are trying to do it on their own, and then they might not succeed, and then they're beating themselves up. And it's really not their fault. It's that the system that you chose, that it may not be the right one for you, or maybe you need to combine two different things. You know, like there are the two different ways of paying debt. You have like the snowball and the avalanche, right? Maybe one works or the other one works, or maybe we need to combine both. You know, maybe you need to experience wins in the beginning in order to motivate you to continue to pay off debt, right? So then we're gonna do the snowball so we can knock out those little ones and get that out of here. But then we're gonna switch over and start to pay the ones that have higher interest if that's the goal. So I think what you were just saying is that is really important, is that get the support you need, because you, your situation, your family situation is very, very individual.
Boom! You just blew us away. You just threw that snowball right at us, I tell you. Full of value, full of value. Where can everybody find you?
Yeah, so I am on Instagram and I answer my DMs. It's R2E Coach. That's R as in Romeo, the number 2, the letter E, Coach. You can also go to my website, which is r2ecoach.com, or send me an email, which is alta at r2ecoach.com. So pretty much if you look up R2E Coach and my name Alta, you're more than likely going to find me. And I do respond pretty quickly, so feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show, and you were in time. You were definitely sufficient in what you brought to the table. And I want to thank you on behalf of all my listeners for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was a fun and it was a pleasure.
Guys, I'm so happy you got to watch that amazing guest on the Money Clock podcast. My name is Robert Timmons, and I want to tell you something today. You're here because you want to know a little bit more about the money frequency. You want to know how to get more, how to give more, how to provide more service so you can get that flow coming into you. Well, I want to tell you something. We're expanding. We're looking for people that are living in the USA, mission-driven, love challenges, love competitions, and that want to earn more money and helping families while doing it. Yes, we teach families how money works. We deal with financial literacy because that's the key, guys. We want to teach you how to do it so we can help families together. So if you want to learn more, then hit the link below. Set up a 30-minute meeting with me, and we can see if you're a fit for a massive expansion across the USA, Canada, and Puerto Rico.